turbulent, bitch.
You whip your hair back and forth.
Yes.
Welcome to Train Hot Dog, episode something.
It's the August episode.
This is the August episode? Okay, yeah.
This is the August episode.
Augustus.
Caesar.
Episodus. The fourth.
Augustus Gloop.
The big fat mean.
Do you want me to poop? Do you want me to get directions on my phone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sleepy.
Okay, hey, hold this. Good job.
I'm holding it.
I'm amazed how much construction the city is under.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look, it's Chinatown.
Yeah, you can go there and get good food.
You should hold it between us, ideally.
I hear that there's big trouble there.
That was a very...
Big Trouble in Chinatown? Oh, that's a Jack Nicholson movie you're thinking of.
One Flew Over the Chinatown.
Yes.
Oh, man. So, what are some highlights from today, everybody? Did you see a thing that really spoke to you? It's pretty cool and engaging.
I saw a bunch of people that spoke to me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's probably Droken. True. But were any of them, like, highlights? What were some highlights?
Oh.
Yeah,
Well, there was a girl with blue highlights, and there was a lady with some pink highlights.
Yeah, you know, I thought about dyeing my hair before I came here, but I realized I looked like everybody else. So the fact that I actually have natural hair color makes me stand out more.
Yep.
But I still
you also don't have a septum piercing like every woman in
They look
city.
Kind of fun. I would probably do it.
Really?
Yeah, they look kind of fun.
You want to look like a bull?
Yeah, bulls are badass. Look, fuck your shit up.
You're more tired than I suspect.
You're going to cross Market Street, and it's going to become First Street. You're not actually going to turn. It's just going to feel like a turn.
Okay, here? This is what's happening here? Okay.
Yes. I would show you the thing, but it's all fucked up. Here, like, it looks like this. Except you're facing this way.
Yeah, that is real fucked, but appreciate the visual, thank you.
Yeah.
This Tesla has a matte color to it in front of us. You see that?
Doesn't Tesla have a built-in...
It looks like it was painted, like, by a farmhand.
Well, it's purposely matte, and I don't like it.
Okay, so we're in a Prius. Doesn't Prius have a built-in nav system?
This is the cheap one.
I thought that was just a standard feature on all of them.
Nope, this is the cheap one. That's why it has these awful plastic seats, too.
Plastic?
Yeah, at least in the front, they're plastic. It's really shitty. Videos.
I don't have nerves in my body, so I couldn't tell.
Okay, well, let me tell you, as someone whose nerves are still somewhat functional, they are plastic.
So you say still, but mine never were.
In a half mile, you go right onto the 80 East.
80 East, okay.
I've got that disease where your body turns into wood.
Oh, that's unfortunate. One of my cousins has that. Called Treebeard.
Okay. Is he also thousands of years old? That is not really your cousin.
He might just be like a plant that lives in our living room. You know, I don't really know. I'm not very good at identifying people, like about names and faces.
Does he whom? Isn't this a left-hand turn lane?
No.
That is.
Yeah.
Why would it be a left-hand turn lane?
I don't know, because
we're on
San
the right-hand side.
You never know, man.
So my favorite thing I saw was Mike Laserwalker's. He bought an old phone switchboard.
Oh, is that Mike Laserwalker that we were talking to?
If he's the guy who made the phone switchboard,
Is this a real person?
Yes,
that's his actual last name.
His dad's name was Laser and his mother's name was Walker.
So they combined? That's beautiful.
It really is.
That's inspiring. Yep. I hope he's not lying to us about that. Bay Bridge?
Yes.
All right, gotta move over lane.
I really liked that television puzzle game that Victor worked on.
Was that the one where it psychoanalyzed you on the phone?
No, that was the one where you had to, like, adjust the knobs and the antenna.
Oh, yes, that was good stuff,
the old-timey
too.
Television. I also liked Octobo.
Uh-huh, why did you like that?
It looks like fun for, you know, for kids and stuff.
You know, for kids.
Yeah.
I'm a child. I like Octobo.
Did you look at Octobo?
I did, but unfortunately there's like 80 people standing in the way. They weren't playing, they're just in the way, and I'm like, I don't have the energy to shove past all these people. I'm going to do it the rest of the day.
Well, you did spend most of today asleep, right? Like in the park?
I was very tired. I wasn't necessarily sleeping, but I was definitely lying there. People would come with peep by and said hello to me while I was lying there prone, using as little to my body as possible. I had a good conversation with Asher about Urban Fun Plus, so, hey.
Oh, man, the name dropping is real.
Look, he did come by. He's a cool guy. I've been to his house. I baked him a cake once.
Didn't you work at one of his parties?
Work?
I thought you told me that
you were a cage dancer.
That you worked as a caterer at one of his parties.
That's my secret night job, the cage dancing.
Right.
Dress up as...
As a leopard?
Mostly.
Or as a fox, right? Because you're a fox furry.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Or sometimes I'll also get requested to the xenomorph.
I wonder if there are xenomorph furries. There have to be, right? That's gotta be a thing.
I found hagfish furries once.
I don't think they would be called furries. Okay, they'd be like scalies.
Scalies are also a thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I think... So I think that if you are, like, if your fursona is, like, a lizard...
Scalesona.
No, no, but I think if it's, a lizard, then you're still a furry. But if it's a dragon, then you're a scaly. I think that they're only for, like, fictional animals.
I bet...
But then what are you an other kid?
I think that's everybody.
Yeah.
Umbrella other
kid? I think that's the umbrella under which all of these alternative lifestyles...
Yeah, it was invented by the Umbrella Corporation.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, if you are a furry, you've been infected with the T virus.
As opposed to just, wanting to eat some brains.
I mean, they're not unreasonable. No one's going to eat your eyes.
And one of the symptoms is that you put a bag over your head and get a chainsaw.
That's true.
Was that the T virus? I thought that in 4 it was something else.
Oh, it might have been the Ouroboros.
Yeah.
I thought that was the number 5.
It was the same. 4 and 5 were the same thing.
5 was really racist. 4
right, but
they were the same virus.
They were
the same virus.
They didn't want the Ouroboros.
I know that Wesker fell into a volcano at the end of 5, but I've never played a Resident Evil game for more than a couple minutes.
I played about 2/3 of the way through 5 with a friend because I had co-op. I'm a huge sucker for co-op.
Yep.
But it's like, at first it's like, okay, you're in Africa and you're in a big city, so you're like shooting a variety of people because it's a big city. And you're like, okay, white zombies and black zombies, great. And then at one point...
You just start murdering tribesmen, right?
Let me finish, dude. Anyway, you get onto like a hovercraft, you go out into the swamps, and you find like grass huts on stilts and people wearing grass skirts chanting, bathe their chests, the giant masks, throw spears at you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not playing this game anymore. That's just me.
I saw a video where a dude, like a very emaciated looking black man, attacked the protagonist, and then his head exploded into a mass of tentacles that grabbed the protagonist.
I think I've seen a porn like that before.
You said that yesterday. You must watch... Do you, like, watch a lot of weird tentacle porn?
I mean, who doesn't?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
I note that nobody in the car is raising their hand.
Not even you.
I wouldn't even know, because I'm driving. I'm looking on the road.
What's your excuse is you have to keep both hands at the 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock positions at all times.
This is not even the 9 o'clock, the 3 o'clock position. This is like the 8, the 2 or something.
Bogey 8 or 6.
Yeah.
I like how you call it a porn.
There's only one.
I saw one single porn like that.
Well,
you can see a porn and not make a habit of it.
Yeah.
No, but it's just like, it's a weird grammatical construct.
I am not very good at the whole English thing.
I saw a porn like that.
I heard it.
It's like saying I smoked a whole marijuana. Come on.
Yep.
I heard it as a porno, but okay.
Right, but that would make sense, because that's...
it's like video. Pornio.
Do you know Shel Silverstein, right?
Not personally.
I know of him.
Right, that's what I mean. You're familiar with Shel Silverstein.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever listened to his album, album Freaking at the Freakers Ball?
Nope.
Nope.
He has a song on there about, walking down the street one day, and he sees his girlfriend across the street, and he's about to, like, call out to her, and then he sees her just, like, walk into a porn theater, and he doesn't know what to do with himself, and that's the premise of the song.
Just not knowing what to do with yourself.
Why would you?
I guess it's called
Before the Internet.
Yeah, well, this album is like 40 years old.
You need to be in the right 3 lanes.
Okie dokie.
You have to also remember that this is from a time period when like the thought of a woman watching pornography was just out of the question. Like, women would never do such a thing.
Oh, they did, just very quiet, like.
You wouldn't walk into a porn theater as a woman in broad daylight and expect to be, What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah,
expect that nobody would be surprised.
Sung about.
Anyway.
Fish.
He also had a song on that album called I Got Stoned and I Missed It. about all of the things that he missed in his life because he was stoned.
I feel like I heard that on the pop charts recently.
Is that like Afro Man's like because I got high?
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Alright, thanks.
Yeah, so this is an album that is not for children, unlike most of his books. Like,
you want to be 580? Okay, 580 East, we're good.
Yeah, Hayward Street, 3/4 of a mile. Yeah. I'm learning, see?
You know, this is like from the author that brought you The Giving Tree.
It's alright. I mean, what's Ronald Dahl also wrote like dark, heavy stuff for adults too. Just because you're primarily a
so did Dr. Seuss. Have you seen his Nazi war propaganda pictures? Pretty good.
I have not, and I've been in the Giesel Library.
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, Sal.
I mean, I went to UC San Diego. That weird pyramid thing we have. It's a good time.
Oh, man. That pyramid thing is totally boring, Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only pyramids that are worth it are the ones with the giant knives.
You mean in Tomb Raider?
I mean, it's Silent Hill, but I guess that works too.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Did you ever play that that game, like Konami Sports Friends Adventure or what, Olympics, something or other?
I saw a Sonic and Mario's Olympic game on the Wii.
There are a lot of those.
Yeah, every year you have to play them with another person, and sometimes you have to hold hands and spin around really fast.
Well, this was a Konami game, and it was like a 2D Olympics minigame collection full of where you played as different Konami characters. And they were all characters I had never heard of until the last one on the list, which was Pyramid Head. And he was representing the city of Silent Hill. Pyramid Head has come to the Olympics in order to prove that Silent Hill is just as good at Olympics as everybody else is.
Are you sure you didn't dream this?
Yeah.
No.
I will say weird stuff when I'm really sick, you know?
Let me know if you figure out the name of this.
I'm gonna look it up, yeah.
No, there, I'll hold the...
hold this.
I'll hold the thing.
Someday I'll hold the thing, but for now I'm responsible for motorizing.
This is great. Over the course of the year,
called,
people will get used to us getting better at driving.
Yep. All right, here it is. It's called New International Track and Field, and it was on Nintendo DS. It's a sports video game by Konami for the Nintendo DS, developed by Sumo Digital.
What year?
2008.
Well,
it is the latest game in Konami's Track and Field series. All right, characters. Original characters. Yoko, Kiko, Kang, Helga, Dirk, Claudia, Ashley, Oolong, the referee, and Ming Ming are all original characters.
What are these names? And then Claudia and Ming Ming?
And then the Konami characters.
Oolong.
That's not a T.
Yeah.
That's at least a word.
It's the pig from Dragon Ball. Konami characters. Sparkster from Rocket Knight Adventures. Evil Rose from Rumble Roses. Frogger. Simon Belmont from Castlevania. Pentaro from Herodias. Solid Snake from Metal Gear. Power Pro-Kun from the Jikyo Powerful Pro Yakyu series. And Pyramid Head from Silent Hill 2 and Silent Hill Homecoming.
Yeah, that's a weird mix right there.
What's the name of the game again?
New International Track and Field.
Okay.
It was awarded as the best sports game for the Nintendo DS by IGN in their 2008 Video Game Awards. IGN also made it a nominee for Best Local Multiplayer Game for the Nintendo DS. I wonder how much competition there was on the DS for the Best Sports Game Award.
I think Madden was out and FIFA.
Those
what about
are not
Nintendo's?
On the DS, though.
I think they were.
Really?
I bet there was a Madden 2008 and a FIFA 2008 for the DS.
I will look.
Yeah, train hot dog action happening right now.
Madden NFL 2008.
Have any questions, though, so
there was a Madden 2008 on the Nintendo DS, but it came out in 2007.
That's always what happens.
So, right,
guys,
did Madden...
Dick. Get off! Samsung.
Madden NFL 2009.
High Street.
Yep.
Cool.
And it's coming up, right?
2 miles.
Yep. Someday I'll figure this out.
Okay, Madden NFL was also had a 2009 iteration on the on the DS. Apparently, they also put it out on mobile phone. I don't know how that worked.
You fucking flick the ball with your finger and you kick it.
You don't need a mobile phone to flick the balls, man.
What's one of the things that bothered me? Some of the like the Zelda games on the DS. They want you to like.
It's all the ball flicking.
No, well that too. You know, that's what I usually get paid to do that sort of thing. Right. But, no, it was like you had to yell at the screen instead of like blow at it. It just like things you didn't want to do in public. And imagine flicking balls.
Yeah, blowing in public is frowned upon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that you know Zelda pretty inappropriate sometimes.
Man,
so the whole repetitive dungeon thing. You know, beside the point.
I was the only one who didn't hate that. I think.
Yeah.
You know what? But you know what? The best puzzle on the 3DS on the DS kit was that they never use is the puzzle where you have to close the DS.
That was really good, but it still didn't make up.
They were just like, yeah, it was just like touch.
It did make up the fact that you had to fucking do that stupid
dungeon
like 12 times. It sucked.
You have to. But yeah, they were like,
Here we go.
The sigil, there's a sigil on the wall here, and we need to copy it to the map. The map is on the bottom screen. Touch the map to the sigil to copy it. And you just had to close the DS so that the top screen touched the bottom screen, and it would copy.
Yeah, I thought that was good design. I remember liking it a lot.
Yeah, there are only, I think, two games I know of that ever used that mechanic in their game. Remember in the Mario 64 DS game, when if you closed the DS... Mario would say, bye-bye.
Yeah, that really bothered me. You know,
really?
Let's make it right here.
Oh, sorry.
That bothered you?
Yeah, because, like, you're not supposed to know. Like, he knows I'm putting him in a coma.
No, I'm kind of inclined to agree with you, Jim. Like, you don't want
I thought that was an adorable little touch, and then they never did that with any other game.
Continue on the street for 1 mile. Uh-oh, do I have to disable it now so people don't know where you live?
Whoa.
Damn, fucking potholes. Some serious business potholes.
The pothole
here.
Pushed the close button, so good.
Oh, that's good.
Well,
the potholes where you get your blunts, right?
It just rained. Exactly, yeah. It's the name of my dispensary. it just rained, so it's a bunch of new potholes.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. It rain promotes vegetation.
Promotes holes.
You don't want holes, though. You want, like, little brightly colored crystals.
I want the pot without the hole.
You want the visible THC crystals and the gnarly purple hairs, right?
I thought that was salt.
So you said
salt?
Last time.
I know. I still thought it was
That was supposed to be a callback to an earlier episode of Trade or of GDC Hot Dog.
Yeah, no one's gonna remember. It was a month ago.
More than that, I bet.
Uh huh.
You're right, it was 2 months ago, at least.
Did you guys record this morning, by the way?
Yes,
yeah, we
did,
on the train.
Yeah, we talked about how you abandoned us.
Yeah, well, you could have gotten up at the ass crack of dawn with me.
Yeah, good old 8 a.m.
Yeah, I got up at 7:30.
Oh, early riser.
I'm an old... Well, no. No, I'm...
I'm an old person,
I am the opposite of old person. I'm a horribly spoiled indie dev, and I go to bed at 2 a.m. every single night.
I'm regularly thankful that I could wake up at any point between 2 o'clock and never be late for what I need to do.
2 o'clock and what?
In the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that definitely... I remember those days.
Right.
I try to keep a more regular schedule.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
All right.
But I like that I could.
Up here. Turn right. Carrington.
Okie dokie.
Oh, well, now they know where they live, where you live.
Yeah, we're doing it this time.
Now they know where you live because you said the name.
Yeah, fuck.
They're gonna show up and bring you that sandwich they owe you.
Yeah, they're
that's
gonna.
That's not so bad. Then they can pet your cats.
Then they're gonna shoot my roommate's car left here.
So that's pretty real, man.
So what did your roommate's car do that it got shot?
Oh, we don't know. We just found the bullet holes.
Is the little red Honda?
I don't know which one it was. Turn right.
Did the insurance cover it?
I
feel like your car getting shot is an insurance worthy.
I have no idea. I haven't talked to them about that.
I mean...
How much ice do you have at your house?
Ice?
Like ice teeth?
Or like meth?
Here we are.
Oh, there we are.
I mean, like frozen water.
Oh, I checked the freezer. Like 2 trays, probably.
Oh, you don't have an ice maker?
No.
Oh, I'm gonna make a left here to park over there.
Okay.
Because that's a good spot to park. And this is Wednesday street cleaning, so we can be lazy tomorrow if we feel like it.
So, Oh, man, you know what I wanted to talk about, but it's too late. This episode is over.
Well, save it for tomorrow.
Yeah,
save it for next month, listeners.
Next time, The Monster at the End of This Book.
Oh, I love that book.
Yep. To talk about
it. Okay, we'll show the book to Rachel before next month.
Do you own a copy of it?
No, I don't. We can download a PDF illegally.
Sure. All right.
Good.
You can steal from the children's television workshop.
Yeah, with that thought, goodbye, listeners. Until next month.
Goodbye!